The study was prepared by Downs and St. Germain Research, itself a Tallahassee-based company. It was commissioned by the Florida Society of Association Executives, whose current chair is Vicki Long. Her regular job is Executive Vice President of AIA Florida, the state branch of the American Institute of Architects.
It's one of the best-kept secrets in this state that associations represent about $3.5 billion in economic impact every year. It's an amazing, amazing story.
Anyone who wanders through downtown Tallahassee may start to get some understanding of that story. Where once retail storefronts stood are now dozens of association headquarters. And Long says there's one very compelling reason why they're there.
Well, you know, Tallahassee used to be considered a company town, and the company being the legislative process or the governmental center. But I would say to you that if we're going to be a company town, it might be that we're a company town for associations because of the preponderance and the centralization of the groups that are here.
Simply because, says the Society's president and CEO Frank Rudd, all those groups need to stay in close proximity to state government, especially the legislature.
People like Vicki with the architects, the engineers, the medical people are able to combine their information and take it to the Capitol and show them what power we have in associations, what power that they bring, and it's really a good way to get the foot in the door and let them know what's going on in Florida with associations.
When there's an issue before the legislature that impacts an association's membership, Long says that typically brings a lot of people to Tallahassee who go on to spend money at local hotels and restaurants.
Part of that travel that you've seen in this economic report is not even indicated as far as our members coming up here on their own time and at their own expense to come and speak before the legislature.
And then there are the periodic membership meetings associations host. It's something, says Rudd, that just can't be done effectively with today's electronic meeting technology.
Webinars, the online learning stuff is still great, but these people still want to get together. They still want to see each other. And I think that's what really helps us, keeps associations relevant, that they still want to get together with people who have common interest.
The bottom line, Long says, is associations are, for the most part, little businesses with a giant impact.
We're all small businesses, and we might have anywhere from 1 to 12 employees on average. But the fact of the matter is that we're hiring the IT people, we're hiring the advocacy folks, we're hiring the PR firms, we're hiring a whole lot of other small business participants. So it's beyond the numbers that you see in the economic impact report.
As of last month, the Internal Revenue Service pegged the number of associations headquartered in Florida at just under 2,900. With a significant chunk of that number with either primary or satellite offices in Tallahassee. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.